Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the third week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from her home in Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, God or Beelzebul.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I, then, drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it's by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Beelzebul. Now, there is a name you don't hear every day. Even in the Bible, it doesn't appear very often. Indeed, there's only one time in the whole of Hebrew scriptures when the name surfaces. And it's when the king, the Israelite king, Ahaziah, takes a bad fall, and he sends his messengers to consult with prophets of the Philistine god, Baal-zebub. Baal being the word for Lord back then. Ahaziah wants to find out if he's going to recover. But along the way, his messengers meet the prophet Elijah, who gets quite upset. Why has Ahaziah sent them off to consult with Baal-zebub when Israel has its own God who's right here? Baal-zebub is a foreign god, the enemy of the one true God of Israel. The only other time the name appears in the Bible is this one scene that today we read from Luke, though it's also found in variations in Matthew and Mark also. So we can guess it was an episode that was considered quite important in Jesus' life. In this one scene, Jesus heals a man who's unable to speak. And some who witness this healing accuse Jesus of being able to do so through the power of Beelzebul. In short, they accuse him of being an enemy of the God of Israel. Note that no one denies that he's healed the man. They can see that with their own eyes. What they dispute is what this healing means. Who's really responsible for it? Why? Why it happened? This is pretty typical, isn't it? Most of the time in daily life when we disagree with others about something, it's not because we can't agree on the facts, but because we can't agree on what those facts mean, which ones are really relevant to really understanding the situation. What the motives are behind someone's actions. In the realm of the spiritual, we often can agree that something's occurred, but we don't always know how to interpret. Is this of God or is it not? I remember when I was still in college, two nights before I was supposed to leave for a semester in Africa, a major ice storm struck. And my mom, who wasn't keen on me going so far from home in the first place, told me that it was a sign from God that I was not supposed to go. And I told her it was a sign the devil was trying to foil God's plan for me. Good old Beelzebul at work again. You could probably tell similar stories from your own life where you had a dispute that broke out over the reading of a sign, an event that seems to have more significance than you could see on the surface. In today's gospel, Jesus makes his case for one sure way that you can tell the difference between whether something is coming from God or Beelzebul. The kingdom of God has to do with healing and wholeness. and regathering of those who've been separated from one another. The kingdom of Beelzebul is the opposite of that. It thrives where there is fracture and untruth, scattering and separation. And Jesus says that if he were to heal someone through the power of Beelzebul, well, that would go against Beelzebul's own interest. It would bring Beelzebul's kingdom crumbling down like a wrecking ball swinging on the inside of a building. The fact that someone's been healed should itself tell you that this act comes from the finger of God. Jesus' words here in today's gospel may not resolve all of our personal challenges regarding trying to tell whether something comes from God or not. The spiritual journey is really all about ongoing discernment of the various signs we experience in our time. Always trying to figure out, what's the meaning of this? What am I supposed to make of this? Is God trying to tell me something here or not? What's going on beneath the surface? And really, that journey, it has no end. But today's gospel does give us one really good rule of thumb that we can use in our ongoing work of discernment. Basically, anything that leads to healing, wholeness, forgiveness, regathering, we can trust that is of God. Anything that does not, anything that scatters us, that keeps us unwell, that keeps us in isolation from one another, well, that, we can reckon, is still in league with Beelzebul.